For Ag Life, I'm Bill Baker with American Cattle News.
Cattle are a major emphasis for me.
And that's Tom Talbot from Bishop, California, who says he's very fortunate to have both a veterinary practice as well as a cow ranch.
You know, it's a very mixed practice. You know, we're a small town, rural type veterinary practice. We do a little of everything.
He's been keeping busy, heavily involved with the California Cattlemen's Association.
We exist for the reason of trying to protect our industry, you know, try to support our industry for a number of reasons. But, you know, our office is based in Sacramento for a good reason. You know, our staff monitors legislative issues and regulatory issues and things like that. And in this industry, you know, you can only work your tail off so hard at home and be successful. And unless you have somebody looking out for the issues that are going on legislatively that potentially could, you know, impact you at whether it be a state level, you know, we're strong members of the National Cattlemen's Association as well. You know, California is a very diverse state, and there's 37 million people here, and not very many of us produce food. Unfortunately, you know, the large consumer doesn't always understand what we do, why we do it, and how we do it, and so we have to have a good staff that explains that to people and prevents legislation that can potentially impact our business.
He also says it's important to clear up the misunderstandings, perhaps, of antibiotic use in beef cattle.
By and large, in California, you know, we're in the process of doing a survey to really determine how many antibiotics are used, because nobody really understands that very well. And I think what we're going to find is that the amount of antibiotics used in California are extremely small. I mean, we use injectable antibiotics to treat sick animals. Occasionally, we use it for control of disease that we think is going to start. But by and large, you know, we don't use a lot of antibiotics in large numbers, especially in the feed.
Now with more cattle news on Ag Life, here's Patrick Cavanaugh.
Thanks, Bill.
No Forest Service agency official saying that the horse has got to come on, the horse has got to come off.
That's Tanner Beamer. He's manager of operations and affiliate outreach with the Public Lands Council, based in Washington, D.C. Beamer talking about feral wild horses throughout the West, decimating the rangeland.
Those horses, in addition to having different grazing patterns that are oftentimes more harmful to most native grasses out there on the western rangelands, they're out there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. There's no BLM range con, no Forest Service agency official saying that the horse has got to come on, the horse has got to come off. There's no management whatsoever. They're just out there in a free-for-all, and they will decimate rangelands to the point where there will be significantly deteriorated regrowth in the future years, or in some extreme cases, no regrowth whatsoever.
In more news, Stacy M. is the program leader for Herds and Harvest and also the program leader for Nevada Risk Management Education with the University of Nevada Cooperative Extension Mineral County.
Herds and Harvest is actually a result of our Nevada Beginning Farmer and Rancher project. So we've had the program for about 6 years. We're getting ready to reapply for funding to see if we can get an additional 3 years.
M. describes the different parts of the Herds and Harvest program in Nevada.
Under that program, we offer a variety of different workshops, from small-scale poultry to goats to the cattle industry. There's a lot of business management courses that go with Herds and Harvest. So that program we're hoping to keep ongoing, and we're looking at doing some workshops in 2018.
Now she explains the Nevada Risk Management Education Project.
We are actually funded by USDA Risk Management Agency to do outreach on crop and livestock insurance programs. So we have a 2018 crop and livestock insurance guide that was put out this last summer. We'll be doing the 2019 because, of course, it's an insurance program, so you need to sign up for your insurance programs before you get into the production year. And we do Cattlemen's Update is under the USDA program. We actually do educational programs that hit the different areas of risk and then highlight the insurance programs that are available.
And these risks would include things like droughts and fires.
Yep, exactly. And even prices, if you can insure based on the Chicago mercantile price.
For Ag Life, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.